everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sal and Bob Show. I am comedian Bob Phillips, and across from me at October Park Studios today is my friend and show partner, very funny person, very funny comedian, Sal D'Amelio. How are you?
How are you doing today, Bob?
I couldn't be better. It's Wednesday.
I got a great mic tonight. For some reason, my mic looks different. It's got a big foam thing on it.
It's got a mic condom on it. We got used to using those during the COVID times. Remember that? Switching out the mic condoms.
This thing could protect anything.
Oh yeah.
COVID. This thing could protect AIDS. I don't know. Cut that out.
Maybe we'll leave it. It's Wednesday, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I can't think of any of it at the moment because we've had a little bit, wine.
I want to say something to my sports friends. Yeah. We've got a lot going on right now. Baseball is in the middle of the season. The hockey finals are going on. Montreal upended with Winnipeg. Yeah. Toronto lost. I mean, that the hockey finals
are
coming around.
As they always do.
Basketball finals are coming around. They're down to the final four teams. You got football camps are opening up. The world is opening up.
Yeah.
Life is good. Sports is getting ready
for
the fall. The Olympics are still a go.
Yeah.
You know, so you can get your curling videos in. I know you love to watch the curling.
I do. Well, that's Winter Olympics. So I.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Okay. Well, it could be summer. It's indoors, right? What the hell?
But a lot of sports is going on. That's what I meant to say, Bob.
Yeah, a lot of sports. You are correct, sir. And can I say just sort of as a, I say this every year. I'm so glad the Lakers are out of it. And
yeah,
King
I'm kind of
James,
happy for that, too.
I'm so sick of hearing about King James. And
yeah,
what does
I'm,
King
I'm
James
glad.
Think?
I'm glad he's
and
out.
Blah, 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 yeah, done. Over.
It's going to be a new champion this year. I think Brooklyn might have a good chance to win it.
They look good.
Milwaukee, I guess, is playing Brooklyn, but I think Brooklyn's going to beat them. I think it's going to be Utah versus Brooklyn, and what a battle it's going to be. I think in hockey, Vegas may finally get over the hump and win it. They're still in it. And so Vegas and hockey, the Triple Crown is over with. The Belmont is over with. And we do not have a Triple Crown winner. We've had drug-infested horses throughout these races.
Yeah, that guy finally
Bob
got
Baffert's,
popped, didn't he?
Horse was disqualified a couple times. So we've had drugs in horses. We've had all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, we had a boxing match over the weekend, so.
Oh, yes.
And you know how I feel about boxing. I'm a purist. I'm not an MMA guy, although I appreciate the athleticism and all the, you know, what it takes to win an MMA fight.
Yeah.
This was Logan Paul fighting Floyd Mayweather in an 8-round exhibition, and you and I were there for it.
Yeah.
And it was about like we thought it was going to go. Nobody had anybody in any serious danger. I mean, Mayweather, you know, he had a 6-inch height disadvantage, a 6-inch reach disadvantage, and a 50-pound weight disadvantage. And Logan Paul couldn't hurt him. So I'm going to say this. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but Logan Paul survived 8 rounds with a guy who was 50-0, the only guy I know that's retired.
I was looking for Tom Bergeron to host Dancing with the Stars because I swear I thought it was a Dancing with the Stars episode.
Yeah,
I
mean, it was a lot of clutching
I was looking
and
for
grabbing
Tom
and dancing.
Bergeron and Aaron Andrews to get the judges.
Yeah, what's the prize on that? The mirror ball? The mirror ball? Okay.
I don't know what
well,
it
the
is.
Prize for Floyd Mayweather was something approaching $100 million.
On pay-per-view.
Yeah, and I don't know what Logan Paul was paid on that. I'm guessing $20-30 million, right? Crazy
Jesus.
Numbers for a stupid exhibition.
That's what it's all about. It's a money game, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People spending that unemployment money to watch
right.
to watch a guy that should be unemployed.
Well,
I don't know.
We watched it. I feel like an idiot spending $50 on that, but I had to watch it because I was hoping that Mayweather would starch this guy. My thought on it was he was going to carry him for 4 rounds and then knock him out in the fifth.
Yeah, How many rounds was it?
It was eight rounds. And I will say this about Logan Paul. He went eight rounds in a professional bout, whether it was exhibition or not. They were actually fighting. This was not, they weren't pity-patting each other. To go eight rounds with anyone is a huge undertaking.
And so he did that?
Yeah. So anyway, that's behind
What's
us.
What's the deal with Logan Paul? What's that name? What is he, Irish? What is he?
I don't know what he is.
Sounds like the name of a subdivision, you know? Hey, going to Logan Paul Vines over
Logan
here.
Logan Paul Estates.
Logan Paul Pines. And you go down three streets and you make a right on Logan Pines Court. And
Sal, it could be. I don't know. And he's and his brother Jake Paul, who was who claimed that that Logan beat Floyd Mayweather. No, he didn't beat him. He survived.
No, he survived. He
so, by the way, we have a special guest in the studio.
We do.
Today.
We do.
This is our producer, the young up and coming funny man Nate Armbruster.
One of
Nate,
the funniest
how are
comics
you, sir?
Working today.
I'm good, fellas.
How
How's
you doing,
it going?
Nate? Great Instagram page.
Thanks.
Many, many likes on everything he posts. Kills it. Just guy. Killing it. And obviously, you can see him on Twitter. And how are you doing, man?
I'm great. How you guys doing? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, you're back in Michigan for a little while.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Just kind of hanging out. Yeah. And seeing your parents and
family, all the stuff.
Family, doing all that kind of stuff. Are you going throughout Michigan or just staying in Metro Detroit?
Just Metro Detroit.
Not going up north at all? Like a cherry festival or an apple festival?
It's that time of year, though. There's always
a coconut festival. I don't know. There's a festival up north every single weekend.
In every town.
In every town.
You know, there's a cheeseburger festival in Caseville.
I know about the cheeseburger festival.
Have you been to the cheeseburger festival?
I went to the cheeseburger festival. Unfortunately, I stopped at Burger King on the way and ordered two Whopper Juniors before I got to
show up.
I forgot what I was going to.
Did you have them cut in half?
I forgot what I was going to. What's the name of that town that does it?
Caseville.
I forgot what I was going to Caseville for.
Yeah, you're like up there, you're on your way up for a gig or
even
something.
Even Burger King was shocked that I ordered it. I was a couple miles out of town.
God, the Burger King in town during the Cheeseburger Festival probably doesn't do too well, does it?
I wouldn't even, if like, I was them, I wouldn't
They
even
would just
have,
close up for the week, right? That's like the,
well, they got the spicy chicken sandwich that could do some business.
Yeah, this isn't a spicy chicken festival.
Yeah, so maybe they'll sell some of those, but yeah, they probably shouldn't take any of the burgers out of the freezer.
Yeah, right.
Day. How's Chicago? Everything good?
Oh yeah, man. So the last year of being locked in our apartment, you know, we live right by Wrigley Field. It's a pretty busy area.
Yeah,
and there's there was nothing going on, right? It's like wow, this is kind of a nice neighborhood, quiet, you know, and all this stuff. And then like all of a sudden, now the Cubs are playing every night. And
nice.
which is fun. It's really
full
cool.
Full capacity now?
Almost. In a couple weeks, that'll be it. I think July that starts. But now it's like a crash course in what it normally is like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we're like a block away from all of the strip of bars. It's just kind of just a mess. People stumbling home drunk and just...
I've said this all along. I was going to talk to Bob about this later on, but we... And you're going to appreciate this being in Chicago. You're already talking about it. But when life gets back to somewhat normal, we're going to think that it's going to be crazy traffic out there because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to get back to normal. We're going to be so used to pandemic-level traffic that it's going to feel like claustrophobic city, man.
I'm already tired of the traffic. I'm tired of it.
You know?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about something I saw on Instagram. Not only you have very funny jokes on there, but you had a picture of you standing, I think, outside your apartment with Jeff Garland. Why don't you tell us about that?
This is so random.
Curb Your Enthusiasm guy.
Oh yeah, this is hilarious.
On the streets.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like Jeff Garland, he's from Chicago, so it's not like that. Random that he's there.
Yeah, it's not like you saw him in Tahoe or something.
But the fact is, I'm walking from the grocery store, and the Cubs game had just let out, and there's just people like kind of just pouring into our neighborhood, you know, just coming from the game, and there's traffic. And I'm just walking with my bags, you know, I got like headphones in and minding my own business, and I see these girls just like freaking out, screaming, And I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, you just kind of notice some crazy stuff going on. You're like, what's going on over here? And then I'm like, oh, this, I'm like, this is Jeff Garland. And these girls recognize him. And so they were like,
going crazy for him?
Well, yeah, just somebody on the street is like, oh my God, you're that guy. And he's like, yeah, that's me. I'm, you know, and he's just like, I'm trying to, you know, he just looked like overwhelmed.
Like, I'm trying to have a Pabst over here.
Yeah. And well, the thing is, I live, my apartment, it's just on the corner of, it's not like there's a bar right there. You know what I mean? It's just people just,
it's literally just pedestrians, walking.
People walking their dog, whatever. And I just walked by him. I go, oh, Jeff Garland. And I thought, okay, that's funny. And I took my dog out right when I got home. I'm walking the dog and I run into him again. And then I just started talking to him. I was like, are you Jeff? Because I didn't, I wanted to talk to him because I do comedy. I'm like, I'm not like here to just bug you, you know? And so we talked for a minute. That was kind of cool. But that's like the most random celebrity encounter I've ever had where you're just like, and it turns out he was singing at Wrigley Field. They do the seventh inning stretch.
Doing the seventh inning stretch.
You know, when they sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Yeah. Like Bill Murray's done it. All these, any famous Cubs fan has done it. Wow. You know? So he was singing at that game and he's like, yeah, I'm in town for the game and hanging out with family. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he was supposed to do the Salem Bob show, but he said he had the seventh inning. He had to sing at the seventh inning stretch. Yeah, yeah. Said he couldn't do it.
Yeah, so. But that was just so random. Just it was just fun, you know, because it's just like you don't expect somebody to be outside your apartment.
You see a lot of
like
celebrities
that.
In Chicago like that. Yeah. I mean, maybe not every day, but you know, in Chicago, you're a little bigger town than Detroit.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit more going on as far as celebrityism and.
I think there are a lot more. I feel like, don't you feel like the famous people from Michigan and Detroit don't like they always give Detroit credit. Publicly, you know, like Eminem, even like the people that you forget that are from here, like Madonna, Stevie Wonder.
I try to forget she's from here. How about our ambassador of dumbness, Kid Rock, the other day, getting caught on a hot mic, referring to the audience as a bunch of faggots.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, jeez. Good work there, Kid Rock. Guy is such a moron. You take this mic, Nate.
Well,
but I just mean, like, you never see, like, they're not just in town hanging, you know? Like, that doesn't happen here. You don't just run into Eminem at the store, you know?
No,
like,
there's none of that. And
although Eminem is probably much more famous than Jeff Garland. That's probably not a fair comparison. But, like, I think Chicago, those people who are from there who are famous or, like, well-known definitely, like, hang out in the city.
Yeah.
You know? But in Detroit, it's like, I'm from Michigan.
It's true.
You know?
I don't know what that is for. It doesn't seem like Tim Allen doesn't hang out here.
No, you never see.
Mike Binder's a pretty big dude now in LA, and he doesn't really ever go back to Detroit to say, you know, this is where I'm from. I mean,
it's been 40 years for Tim Allen since he was from here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he left here 40 years ago. So he's been out in LA longer than he ever lived here. So that's home. That's where he pitched
it's
up.
Tough.
I mean, I don't know that I could ever completely forget about my hometown, but I mean, you know, the lure of Hollywood is a big thing, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The other towns have it though, right? Who's Cincinnati, Ohio? I mean, I'm just throwing that out. Who's their most famous?
I have no idea. I don't know anybody from Cincinnati.
The guy with that television show, what's his name? he was mayor of Cincinnati for a while. What's his name?
I don't know. I remember Marge Schott.
Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer is probably their most famous.
Probably, yeah.
Right? And he's got a show about just calling in crazy
Where's he
shit.
These days? What's he doing?
I don't know. He's living on his money, man.
Can you believe Jerry Springer was the mayor of a town?
No,
like a big town too. I mean, Cincinnati. It's not like small town.
It's
you know?
A great town.
No, I mean, I have staff meetings every day. It's just people fighting and you know accusing each other of cheating on each other.
But I don't know who their most famous person is. Do they give back to the city? Who's the most
in Cincinnati?
Yeah, you
know I don't
I mean?
Know. Like, Venus Flytrap.
Yeah,
right.
WKRP.
Is he still alive? Did he die? I know Howard Hessman died, and
Howard Hessman.
Westman died, and
yeah.
Now Lonnie Anderson is still around. Is that true? I think the woman who played Bailey, she passed too, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
There's not a lot of people there from WKRP.
Jeez, what a great show! But you're right, Cincinnati. I mean. You know, Cleveland. I mean, who's the most famous? LeBron James. He brought back a championship there. I don't know about actors and stuff in Cleveland. Oh, what's his name? Drew Carey's from Cleveland. He's on the Price is Right now.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I feel like, Jeff Garland's at least, like, people noticed him, but he also walked by plenty of people that didn't recognize him. You know what I mean?
I mean, Chicago's a big town. Now, There's so many more other people walking down the street, or Madonna. Chicago.
Yeah. Like, if you're just walking through Detroit, like, nobody, that's the thing is, none of them have a place here. And if they do, it's out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Right? So, and they're, you know, they're having their groceries delivered. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, you have a dog as well in Chicago.
A big old dog.
Yeah, a big old dog.
A dog and a half.
It's
150 pounds.
Man, that's unbelievable. I mean, you guys, and your place is great. I stopped by a couple months ago when I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You don't seem like you have the kind of place that should have a dog like that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you should have like a small little cat and that's about it. You know?
Yeah. It's a tiny place. One bedroom apartment. It's like having a grown man that living with you, you know?
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, that's exactly what it's like. He's drooling all over the place. He's spilling his food. He's slurping his water.
That's what I do. That's what I do when no one's around. I'm drooling and spilling my food.
Yeah. And you took him to downstairs, and just all your neighbors come out. They want to pet him. I mean,
dude, he's a celebrity, and it's so funny. People love. There are people I run into. I walk him a lot, and there are people I just run into on a walk. I run into him twice a week, and they're like, and they recognize, they know his name, but not mine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, it's funny.
That's crazy.
Having a dog in the city's entertaining, you know, I would never leave the apartment if I didn't have one.
Wow.
I think we should develop a sitcom for our young friend here called Nate and the City.
Nate and the City, yeah.
what was that? Who was that? Leia Thompson. Caroline in the City. Remember that back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Nate in the City.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Nate is paired off with a lovely young lady, Brittany. So we couldn't have any love interests come into the equation there. But it would be like a fish out of water tale. He and Brittany and their dog in this apartment that really isn't made for 150-pound lummox like Murray, right? And all the misadventures that would befall him. Nate in the City.
Nate in the City. I like it, man.
Let's shoot it.
What do you got coming up? Any dates coming up?
I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak the first weekend in August.
Boom!
I don't know who else is going to be there. It's not on their website yet. But it should be a fun weekend.
Oh, always a fun weekend.
Things will be opened up by 100% by then.
July 1st, they go full capacity here.
So it'll be hopefully it'll be a month into that where it's back. So hopefully by the time I'm there, people will be comfortable going out, you know, like that first month's probably going to be like, some people might be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But hopefully things get rolling.
That's cool, man. That's great. And everything else is going good personally and all that.
Yeah, man. Can't complain. Have you guys been out much? Have you done anything crazy since you're never going to forget about the pandemic, but it feels like people are acting like it never happened sometimes. Like,
I think they want to forget it.
Right. Right. You know, well, I mean, people just are ready to get back to, and I'm in there. I'm ready. But like, it's now that time of year where we're going to all the makeup weddings that got canceled because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to like two a week now because it's like somebody already had one planned and now there's one that got moved to this date because of COVID.
I wonder if there's anybody that was supposed to get married a year and a half ago and now they got divorced.
Oh, guaranteed.
You think though?
Luckily I don't know any of those people, but I guarantee it.
So they were supposed to get married, like, let's say February of 2020. They had to postpone it, and now they're divorced. Wow, that's...
I wanna
have a whole show based on
that. Yeah, you could. And you know what else
pandemic
you could have a show
divorce.
On?
Divorce.
Pandemic affairs. What did people do who were in active affairs when everything was shut down? What are they going to say? Hey, honey, I'm going to go out for 6 hours? Like, what do you mean? Where are you going to be? Well, I gotta go to Home Depot's closed.
I have a Zoom meeting in a parking lot.
6 hours? You mean like 10 minutes?
I have a Zoom meeting in a parking lot.
For me, 10 minutes. But yeah, Zoom meeting in a
Zoom meeting.
But seriously, what happened? What happened to all those affairs going on? That and you know there was you know I mean 50%. What do they say? 50% of marriages end in divorce, and roughly 60% of marriages are plagued with infidelity. So. Wow. More than half the country was messing around during the pandemic, guys. How did they work that shit? You know, why did that? I don't know.
There was a lot of backyard brawls going on.
Yeah, but what happened in the colder months? I mean, you couldn't even meet in a park. You know,
if you were in the middle of an affair, don't you just go, "Hey, I mean, we're already shitty people. We'll just reconnect after this is over," right? Like you know.
The shitty people don't know they're shitty people, though. They still try to do their shitty thing, you know?
No, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know. I'm going grocery shopping. You know, it was crazy. There was a line, you know, like people out the door. Some guy got in a fight about the masks. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's a good point, though. I'm sure I can't even imagine. Because, like, there are plenty of things that I just didn't do during because I used to do this but now I don't anymore. I guess I would like to think they were just like, looks like I'm not having an affair anymore, or it just drove them to divorce. I don't know. Or like, I mean, why, you know,
I haven't heard any stats on that, but I would imagine
stats.
I remember that there was a lot of filings for divorce about halfway through, like the big lockdown in spring of 2020.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if people reconciled, but there was a lot. There was more than usual, like 50% more. So, you know, that stands to reason.
Like,
people are cooped up, you know.
It was a tough call between 911 and the divorce lawyer.
Yeah, right.
They were like
get
neck and neck.
Get me out of here.
They were neck and neck.
I got, you know what? I want to say this. I and I don't know why this happened during the pandemic, but I noticed that, like, whenever I would go to a gas station, which was very infrequent, you know, I mean, it was like once every month or 6 weeks because we didn't go anywhere, right?
Yeah.
And I remember noticing things like gas stations with the fruit. You know, gas station fruit just hits different, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what?
I don't even understand how they get it.
Where does
it's always like six bananas and an apple.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Did those come in with the Doritos?
I don't know.
How did those get there? And are they fresh?
I know that.
It's like a guy on a bike brought them with the freaking
fruit. Yeah, I mean,
where
do they come from? And I remember like buying a banana going, okay, I mean, it's just a banana, but it just feels weird, you know,
like
it's been irradiated.
You bought a Speedway banana.
It's, you know, it's in a rack next to the antifreeze, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what else, too, and I noticed this, my first foray to a hardware store, and by the way, guys have hardware stores. You got your own hardware store, don't you, buddy?
Yeah, yeah, like, Ace Hardware on 7 Mile.
Yeah, and that's your hardware store.
I got the Home Depot. It's too big.
Exactly.
Home Depot. I just need two nails.
Yeah.
All right? I want to go get the small bag of nails. I'm going to go to Ace.
You're
going to
hang a picture, right?
I'm going to go in the Home Depot, the parking lot's
no,
the size
you're not
of the
gonna
palace.
Do that.
I got to walk through the lumber department all for two nails? Come on.
And
man.
Then eat six hot dogs on the way out and gain 12 pounds. Yes, that's exactly my point. We have our own hardware stores, and it's not Lowe's and it's not Home Depot. This is where you go to get the two nails, to get the thing, right? And I noticed, like, I remember when the pandemic was like halfway in, it was like last summer, like July, August, and they were now allowing people to go into hardware stores and not just grocery stores, right? And you had to stay 6 feet apart. But I because I spent so much time in there just waiting, I noticed hardware store candy.
Yeah.
That hits different too. I mean, it's like gas station fruit. You're like, where does this come from?
Yeah, where they
what
get,
is this
yeah.
brand? I don't even know what this is, but I took part in some of it and I bought some. And I gotta tell you, I found Nirvana at the ACO at 6 Mile in Newburgh in Livonia, Michigan.
Really?
Yes, Cooper's. I don't even know. I think it's a place in New Jersey. Who's ever heard of Cooper's Candy, right?
Okay.
But they have these cherry. I'm not kidding you, Sal, Nate. They have these cherry chews. that are beyond anything that anyone else makes. And they're the best kept secret in all of candydom.
Cherry chews.
That's called Cooper's. All right,
folks,
Cooper's.
Millions of listeners out there. Cherry chews.
Yeah. So just email us, text us. That's my contribution to the cuisine of our listeners. Go ahead, Nate. You take it.
Well, no, it's funny you mention. It's funny you mention the candy thing because I had this moment the other day. It's like you think as an adult, candy wouldn't like. It still changes your customer service experience. Like we were going to this wedding, right? And I had to take some shit to the dry cleaner. Never been to the dry cleaner before. I just pick a random one off of Google Maps. I'm like, this one's closest. I'll walk up there, drop my shit off. And I walk in, and I'm not kidding, the nicest people I've ever met. They're so nice. And I'm like, this is the spot right here. You know, and I go to leave, huge bucket of candy by the door. And I go, and for some reason, I like turned around, I look, and I'm like, is this candy? Like, can I take some? You know? And she goes, of course. And then I do the thing where I pretend
There's
to grab
better
one.
Better than free candy.
I know. Yeah. And I do the thing where I pretend to grab one, but I like grab a few.
Yeah.
But, like I pretend like I'm like having trouble deciding, but I'm still grabbing them. You know? So like I grab like a whole handful. High chews.
Do you guys ever grab? Ever grab anything at the grocery store like for free? You know, like.
You mean steal?
That kind of stuff. Well, just like when it's got. A whole bin of candy or a whole bin of cherries or a whole bin of...
Oh, no, I don't even know. There's a free bin at your
Free, but you're supposed to, like, put them in your cart. Like, do you ever, like... You guys never take, like, a grape?
Sal, are you stealing?
You guys ever take a grape and just eat it?
I don't.
Costco, you just can't grab shit and walk off with it.
Once in a while, you just try it or something. Or you take a candy or something. You
know? Yeah.
You guys never did that? Take a candy?
No, yes. Yeah, I absolutely have. Especially like if it's a Brock's.
Yeah.
You know, Brock's kid.
Exactly.
You know, and by the way, Brock's is just like one notch above this Cooper's that I found, right? You got the big guy. You got Hershey's, M&M Mars, and Brock's is like third tier.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Cooper's would be, but. The cherry chews, people.
He's back to the cherry chews.
So we've covered a little ground here. None of it of any importance, but we've had fun.
We have to have a Musk moment.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to his Twitter page.
Yeah.
I read
that people are upset with Elon because on Tuesday, a report came out that Musk and Bezos... Not just Trump, the fake billionaire, but these billionaires are paying $0 in taxes. And I didn't want to believe that of Elon Musk. I thought that he was doing his part, but no, he's just like the other guys, like Bezos, like, you know, a lot of the big billionaires out there. Now, they didn't say Warren Buffett, okay, but they're paying next to nothing in taxes. How does that happen? How does that happen?
I don't get that either. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
how did Trump, what did he say? He paid $750 in taxes. Remember that? That's absurd.
$750.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Two years in a row, I think. So I don't know. So what's going on with Elon and what can we do to rehabilitate him from being a tax scofflaw?
His recent tweets is all about the Model S goes to Plaid this week. I don't know what that means. Model S Plaid delivery event at our Fremont factory will be streamed live on June 10th. So that's coming up. So he's been tweeting about that. Plaid Plus is canceled. No need. His Plaid is just so good. 0 to 60 miles an hour in under 2 seconds.
Isn't that insane?
Does your car that you're going to take to the grocery store in Northville, does it need to go 0 to 60 in 2 seconds?
No.
What do you want to do? Go flying by the horses that are in the track?
Anything's faster than those horses we bet on. But yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. But I mean, it's just to know. I think the point is just to know that you can go that fast. We talked about this a couple of episodes ago. My brother has a Tesla. And his is a 5-year-old vehicle, and it's insane. There is insane mode, okay, and there's ludicrous mode. And when you pop that into ludicrous mode, I think it's 0 to 60 in 3.4 seconds.
Wow.
And I almost snapped my neck when he jumped on that pedal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what under 2 seconds feels like. It probably feels like you're leaving the atmosphere. I have one bone to pick with Elon, and that is that I finally bought some cryptocurrency a couple weeks ago. Yeah. I bought Ethereum, which according to crypto fanciers, is the only thing that's really tied to anything solid and legitimate, right?
Yeah.
And I've lost 10% of the value of that already.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Looking at the state of crypto, Litecoin, which I've never heard of, is $154 a share. It's down 4.62. Bitcoin Cash, $568, down 4.71%.
Really?
Bitcoin itself, $32,507 a share, down 2.98%. And of course, I bought Ethereum and it's down 6.5%. Come on!
Jeez.
But I didn't buy a lot of it. We'll see.
I thought I bought some really good cryptocurrency the other day. I found a bent penny. I thought that was crypto.
Well, Sal, you know what? You know what, buddy? That's as legitimate. I'm going to say that may be more legitimate than any of the stuff I've just talked about. Because that's a penny in your hand. I don't give a shit if it's bent or not. That's worth a 1 cent, right? And that's
that
real. That's copper, baby.
I don't know. That's what I thought. That's my cryptocurrency joke.
Well, we covered a lot of ground here on the Sal and Bob Show, didn't we? With our guest, Nate Armbruster.
Nate Armbruster, where are you going to be coming up? Tell everybody.
I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. First weekend in August. Check it out. Yeah, I'm on Instagram and Twitter, at Nate Comedy. Easy to find me.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Nate, always a pleasure to have
you. Nate's Instagram is off the hook, off the chain, off the
off
hizzy.
The
I don't even know what I'm saying. Am I even allowed to say that at 59? It's off the hizzy. What the fuck does that even mean? It's hugely popular. You get a lot of traffic on that. Very funny stuff coming from Nate. And you can come see him at the Comedy Castle. A very worthwhile trip. Very funny young man. By the way, we are proud members of the Perfecta Podcast Network.
Podcast,
we got to say that. We're so
records.
Social. On Tour Records. We're so social.
Where are you going to be coming up? You got one night stands.
I got one night stands. You know,
I know our schedules are all kind of spaced out because of the summer, but.
Yeah, I'm at One Night Stands in Waterford, Michigan from the 8th of July to the 10th. I can't wait for that.
July 8th to the 10th.
July
8th to the 10th. OneNightStandsComedyClub.com.
Yeah. Gonna be fun. Can't wait to play that club. It's been 2 years, so.
I'm actually doing, I got a bunch of stuff coming up. I got Flanagan's Pub coming up this week.
That's a fun gig.
And it's a great gig.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey,
really,
well, didn't, how,
I know,
how many,
we're making fun.
How many times have we said this?
We don't care where we play now. We just get people to listen.
Absolutely.
We're good.
You know, one of my comedy heroes.
There was comics doing gigs on top of New York City buildings.
Oh, yeah.
When the pandemic was going on because you couldn't have anything inside.
Oh, so. And they were doing it on street corners.
Yeah.
In cabs. I mean, any place where people would listen to them.
So we're just trying to get a soapbox. And,
hey, man, if it's good enough for Doug Stanhope, it's good enough for me.
Yeah, there you go.
That guy, I mean, when was the last time you saw him play a theater or a comedy club? And he could fill them out.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to.
Theater. The only theater he did the AMC buying popcorn when he was going in to see a movie.
Was that him? I thought I recognized that sport coat.
But we're going to be doing some live shows pretty soon.
There we are.
We'd like to say hi to Laura at Jannetty's. We're going to do some Jannetty's comedy showcases.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot going on. The fall is going to be busy with all kinds of stuff. We hope you check us out at Bob the Suit, at SallyDO8.
We're so
social. BobPhillips.com, SalDemilio.com. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Sal.
Let's let our young pal, Nate, say goodnight.
Let's do that.
Good night, everybody.
Good night to Nate Armbruster.
Good night.
Bob Phillips. We will see you next time on the Sal and Bob Steakhouse Podcast.